Over the last year, numerous women, including those featured in New York Magazine, have come forward to tell their stories of being drugged and raped by Bill Cosby. On the streets of New York, people react differently to the allegations against the once revered comedian and social activist.
I mean, obviously he is guilty. And I guess you can just add it to the list of rich and powerful people who have got away with things that they did in the past, which have finally caught up with them.
Honestly, that it's kind of a ploy or plot to get money out of them. That's my first reaction.
Bill Cosby has denied allegations of illegally giving drugs to women in order to have sex with them, but in 2006 he paid an undisclosed sum to a woman who brought a civil case against him, claiming that Cosby had tricked her into taking drugs before he sexually assaulted her. During testimony in the case, the comedian admitted that he had obtained Quaaludes, but his lawyers say he never gave the drug to anyone without their consent. One of Cosby's attorneys has accused the media of misinterpreting excerpts from the court documents.
When the deposition said that there was use of Quaaludes, which was done often in the 70s, it was considered a party drug called Disco Biscuits, and it was something that was used frequently, not just by Mr. Cosby, but other entertainers.
Cosby has never been criminally charged over the allegations, but his career has suffered. He has lost commercial endorsements, speaking engagements, and TV syndication revenue. Slarica Hope, VOA News, Washington.